Yo, what's happening? What's happening? What it do? It's another episode of the Late Night Lounge. It's your boy Champ. How's everybody feeling out there tonight? Hope everybody blessed with no stress. You feel me? Look here. Today we're going to be talking about the audacity. The audacity of some people nowadays. I ain't going to lie to you. It's getting out of hand. Now, I'm going to add an example here. Just like I know everybody's seen the little viral video about the girl and the guy. She wanted him to pay for her and 18 people at a birthday dinner. So, in all actuality, it's 20 because her and him. She brought 18 friends. Then everybody, a lot of people are saying, you know, the girl is wrong or whatever. But I do see some comments where people are trying to give this some validity. Oh, he messing with a boss chick. He got to pay for her and all her friends. Wait, boss chick? That's an oxymoron right there. If ain't nobody got no money. So you mean to tell me you riding around with 18 broke ass people? Why would you go somewhere, go out, what y'all spend all y'all money on the outfits, y'all couldn't pay for the meal? Then she calling him broke, but you asking him to pay for something. I don't know. Then I see how the girl dressed, she all drippy, all her friends in this. And then I see the dude, he got on a white tee and some pants that's too little. And it looked like the white tee wasn't new because he had that bacon collar on the neck. Now you know he ain't had that for all 20 of y'all. Now, me personally, it's all good. Me and baby, oh, it's your birthday? Yeah, I'm paying for us, for sure. I'm going to go all out, get your gift, everything. But you think I'm finna pay for 18 people? Out of all 18 of them people you was with, about 10, 11 of them motherfuckers talk about your ass. They got a whole group chat talking shit about your ass without you in it. Ain't no way in the hell. My 18 people, that circle is too big. I know it's some trifling ass shit going on in there. That's some clicks inside of clicks. That's too many motherfuckers. That's too deep. But they look young. They look young though too. But so, you know, you get older, you start realizing you don't need all these extra ass people. They weren't really your fans, your friends. They was just people just in your life. They was NPCs, you know what I'm saying? Non-player characters. It's background to your story. But you let them come to the forefront. All right, man. So what you think? You paying for 18 friends? Yeah, you
killed this. No. Definitely not 18. I mean, I think that's a bit outlandish. Wouldn't you say?
As I said, as a whole basketball team and the coach, two assistants.
I mean, damn, you only get 15 to a roster.
You only get 15. You only get 15 in
effect. You know, three of them don't even, you know, got the don't jersey on under
there. Yeah, they don't even dress out.
God damn. But 18, yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like it was a lot of theatrics in that. I feel like, you know,
I feel like
it's not really realistic.
I don't think. To me, I was like, "What's going on here? This don't look real." Because, bro, you gonna
know what?
Like I said, the T-shirt fucked me up. I'm like, look here, man. I pull up with a T. I ain't got all that for y'all.
I just don't. I mean, I feel like even a nigga that got bread, that's like, come on now.
Okay, if we gonna be grown, okay, I'm paying for 18 people. Am I getting 18 pussies tonight? Is we just finna go all out. I'm paying for all these goddamn meals.
And you know, that's exactly what you're gonna feel, because I mean, that's going above and beyond some shit. 18? Nah.
That's some super duper friends.
Mm-mm. Now look here. You know, we out. One, maybe two. All right now.
All right now. Look here. And that shit's gonna be pre-approved.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no surprise expenses.
Yeah, definitely ain't no, you know. Mm-mm. And it better not be no, you remember her? No. I don't remember her. It better be a bitch I know, but damn sure.
Right. <'cause> you...
Hey, no, you remember Cheryl? No, I don't remember Cheryl.
Oh, shit. No bullshit. No, I don't remember Cheryl. Fuck she come from? I ain't see her at the house not a damn day.
It's one thing I gotta know.
Hey, Jay, yeah, you killed this.
No bullshit. Nah, for real though, that's doing too much. Like, come on, man.
Nah, but
that's damn near, you know, that's a whole yeah. Starting 11 on offensive, defensive in the NFL.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Like, nah. 18, I really feel like that was some bullshit that they just put out. And
yeah, it can't be real. No. Ain't no damn, like, come on now. Mm-mm. How could that?
You're not going to pay for my friends?
Fuck no!
I'm like, bitch, if you don't get in this car... Man, what are you... Come on, man.
We got to get the fuck up out here. Because, I don't know what they got going. Shit. Mm-mm. Man, come on. 18 months. Like, come on. Like, what the fuck was y'all... It was in y'all brain.
That's what I said. I mean, I
don't think it's real. It can't be. That shit.
Like I said, I've talked to a few people about this already. And
I even talked
to girls. I didn't talk to women about it.
This shit can't be real. It can't be. Shit gotta be like some spoof shit.
And it's like, nobody really expects the shit. Oh, you're not going to pay for me and my 18 friends? Yeah. Sorry. No. No, ma'am. Mm. And I will walk out of this motherfucker.
I'll pay for my shit. Yeah.
Wait. Look.
How much was fine?
I'll get up out of here.
I'm not in this group.
Hey, y'all hot girl summers and hands on your knees and all that shit. Hey, that shit cool to the motherfucker, but I tell you what, I ain't playing golf. It won't be 18.
Man.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No par threes for me.
Oh, shit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not paid.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm not doing it. You can call me whatever you want.
Absolutely, and I wouldn't give a damn. I'm be like, you goddamn right.
I'll be broke all day for 18. Sorry, motherfucker. 18 grown ass people. Yep. And then it was some of the friends was niggas. I'm not paying for no niggas. Meals. I know.
Dude, honestly, that shit.
Yo, friends, if it's my me and my niggas, that's a different hole, and ain't nobody, like, yeah, that's cool. I'm not paying for your homeboys' meal.
They girls, and they brought their niggas. They in here ordering lobster butter.
Ain't.
Hey, look here.
Ain't never bought none of that shit in your life.
Look here.
Don't order nothing you can't buy in you for yourself. Well, that's just me. That's my own personal opinion. You can if you feel that you can buy shit that you can't, if you want to order shit that you can't buy, that's on you. But me, I'm not finna order nothing I can't buy on my own.
If you bitches in here talking about, let me get the Kawan, the Kawan lobster tail. 9 times out of 10, bitch, you shouldn't be ordering that. Because you don't even know what the fuck Kawan is. Bitch said Kawan. Man, look here. Hey, wrap this shit up. Got some. Let me get a check. Bitch talking about Kawan. Man. Look here. All right.
Mm-hmm. No bullshit. Kawan them.
Oh, fuck. Be like, bitch, that's Cajun, bitch. What is you? All right. But you know what? It's all right. I wanted the Kawan. Oh, yeah. All right.
And see, that's the thing. That's your motherfucker's fault. When they give you that flag right there, when they say they want a Kawan chicken sandwich, get that should be your last experience with this motherfucker. But no. Pussy fire, the head fire, I'm a fuck brown. Then you done had a kid with this girl, and she said Cajun was Kawan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your fault.
Now you got a little Kawan running around.
Now you got a little Kawan.
That nigga name might be Kawan. Shit. Fuck.
And y'all listen to this Capanese right here.
Let's get it.
As a woman, we always have the right to choose. I've been flown out, flewed out, but, you know, I've been flown out to a lot of places. And, I mean, if a guy expects sex, then that's just what he expects. But in my mind, I'm just going to have a great time. And so I always feel like if we're grown and that happens, then it happens. But I don't feel pressed to. If he's trying to get me to go there and I don't want to, then I'm just going to be like, it is what it is. I'm not there yet.
What happens when you're in that position and he's really pressing, but you're saying, no, maybe he falls off tonight, but tomorrow's another day. He's pressing. He's OD. And I know how guys are because I'm a guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't give it to me the first time, I'm still going to keep consistent.
I've been there.
Exactly.
And I've just said no. Like,
but you're not uncomfortable.
As a woman, no, I'm not. I mean, it can be uncomfortable, like, if that happened to you for the first time. But after a while, you just get comfortable. Like, it's like, no, my cycle.
I tell you what, I fly you out. As soon as you come in and goddamn sweet, you're going to be hearing shit like this. Oh, yeah.
Be lucky if I don't got on some goddamn Timberlands and some goddamn knee pads, motherfucking tube belt. Man, look here. Look. A flyer?
On tonight's episode, Stop the Cat. That bitch lying!
Nigga, come on, man. You mean to tell me?
the only benefit of doubt I'm giving you is if the nigga that flew you out of here look like a fucking
elbows and ass.
Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay, maybe. Maybe. But other than that, bitch, you full of shit. Ain't no in here. Even the world's best prostitute is gonna do something with you if she get flued out. You feel me?
What y'all? What? I mean, like, come on, man. Let's be realistic about this. You know what I mean?
You get flued out. Obviously, y'all had some type of conversation, right?
Really?
You know what I mean? So it ain't just like I just met you 20 minutes ago and I flew you out. No. I knew you for at least a week, at the minimum a week. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? Some people move that fast.
Yeah.
So at the minimum a week. And us talking in a week, I didn't let you know that in our conversation, I done said something that hinted toward, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, come on, man. We just not going to fly you out thinking we just going to fly you out and go hang out at the park.
But, exactly, you also get that confirmation, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
That confirmation.
Before that's it's a, even set up.
Right. That's what. Yeah. That's another thing, too. If you
that's
didn't
what
get
I'm saying.
Confirmation,
that's what I'm saying.
That's y'all what talk. Dudes be mad too.
Y'all,
you ain't get that
y'all
confirmation.
Talk. Y'all talk like in that week, I'm sure. Till you leave, no, cause I'm sure you ain't gonna spend your brain on something that you know is not happening. Like, come on, man. Like, come on.
You gonna make sure that it ain't on that thing.
Come on, yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna make sure everything's all clear and cool.
Yeah. Come on now.
Ain't no and on that thing.
And it's just way. Like, I feel like that's just like a mutual understanding. If I fly you out, you yeah. know, shit, you know. Might be
like we say, the only out of 100% percentile ratio, I would say 99.99999%.
That's what you knew.
You knew what this was.
Yeah.
Now it's the 1% that, like you say, the nigga that flew you out looked like elbows and kneecaps and toes. You know what I mean? But other than that.
But
hey, but there's some people.
That's men like some that, people, oh, but that's 1 to 2%.
Some people, there's people in the world that comment people on their elbows and kneecaps. So, these motherfuckers might be into elbows and kneecaps.
Well,
so, you know what I'm saying? Even they're part of the 99%. You know what I mean? So, you feel me?
What you say?
Yeah.
Motherfucking. Time flies you out.
But they crazy. She crazy as hell. The time that we live in, my nigga, we live in 2022. Come on, bro. This wouldn't have flew in 92.
No.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. You know what I mean, nigga? 82. It go back further. 82. 72, 62. This shit ain't gonna fly in. What the hell make you think that all of a sudden it's gonna change?
Yeah. This is caveman shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What
you mean you done flew me
yeah.
out?
Yeah, that's whatever.
Now,
moral of the story is don't fly that bitch out. do not fly her out. Maybe her cousin.
You might have got that one time, young man. It's okay. Special on next time.
That's it. Not
get
her.
That confirmation.
Not her.
Before you send that confirmation.
No. And before you find somebody out, man, you can find somebody at your local pool hall, at your local bowling alley. You know what I mean? Like, you're not flying out. You know what I mean? You can keep that flying out money
yeah,
in your pocket
right,
and go to your local bowling alley. Go to your local pool hall. You know what I mean? Yeah, since we live in Vegas, you can go to the casino and turn all that money into ones.
Yeah.
And have a bulge of money coming out your pocket. Looking like you Quavo over something. You know what I mean? And then boom, you got it. You got fly him out. They was over there on lane number 10. They got the nachos over there. They chilling. You know what I'm saying? They
got them good ass chicken fingers.
Yeah. On fire, dude.
Fire.
Too fire. You know what I mean? Okay. I fly them out when they're locally.
That's what I'm saying. Why you gotta be that damn thirsty? It's somebody got you got to fly out.
If you flew him out and she ain't give you no pussy, your fault. Cause you could got somebody local that would have gave it to you for
regular niggas shouldn't be flying nothing out.
Yeah. you a regular Joe Schmo like me, like us?
Yeah.
You have no business.
If you work a 9 to 5, yes, yes, sir.
The hell are you doing?
If you work a 9 to 5, you should not be flying nobody out.
Stay away.
The big boys play with the big boys.
Right. That's from.
You ain't a big boy.
You finna fly out some regular shit. You finna fly out a six.
You gonna spend your whole check.
I was just gonna say, you finna fly out 2 weeks of work.
2 weeks? Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
You finna fly out a six already at the house.
She gonna want some money on top of that.
You worked hard for that two weeks.
And
you have to give her that whole 2 weeks plus some other money. That makes no sense.
If you find her out and she knows she's not finna give you no pussy.
And she knows
she finna push the flyout day back further and further to get all the money out of you.
If she pushed the flyout day back more than once, sir.
Cause for a cool date in Vegas, it'll cost you $250.
A cool date, right? Yeah.
Right. So that's.
That's like a piece of a plane ticket. I don't know.
Depending on how far she's coming from. Now, if she's coming from somewhere close, you could probably get a whole round trip for under that. But at the same time, I hope she knows what she's coming here for. Like, you know what I mean?
But this thing, why you flying her out from Nebraska and Maine and Rhode Island, weird ass shit? That's on you. You knew damn well this motherfucker was in Sarsaparilla.
You know what, though? Should have pulled the 42 fake on the bitch, right?
Instead of her, you know something wrong.
Instead of her flying out here, you go out there. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Because if the bitch turned you down there, you can find you a bitch down there. You know what I mean?
So if she's on that bullshit, when I get down there, somebody down here,
it's gonna be somebody down here feeling me. You know what I mean? And I gotta find out who. You know what I mean? Somebody out here is gonna like me. And if she come from a place like you say, Nebraska, they gonna like anything black. You know what I mean? You can look like elbows and fucking kneecaps in Nebraska, and you gonna fit in just fine. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?